Hello and welcome to Stop, Collaborate and Listen. We are a podcast about marketing, collaboration and business, and we're brought to you by Collabosaurus.com, the matchmaker for brands. Hey everyone, welcome back to Stop, Collaborate and Listen. I'm your host Jess Rufus and the founder of Collabosaurus. I have a really fun episode for you today. It was so much fun to write because being a marketer little compares to the thrill of getting suckered into a brilliant marketing campaign and then psychoanalyzing yourself and unpacking a campaign from the other side. So today's episode is a deep dive into what, in my perspective as a consumer, was a perfect digital marketing campaign. And I say this so rarely. This brand took me on a journey from completely cold to total brand fan in the space of a week or so. So for today, I've got six reasons their marketing absolutely slayed and then how you can do it too. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Alrighty, so before we dive in, I thought I'd give you a little bit of context as to how on earth this came about and a little bit about the brand. So the brand I'm talking about today is called Sitting Pretty, and it's a brand that makes these incredible, clever halo hair extensions that are really natural looking and don't leave you with any damaged hair or bulgy back bits, which can often be the case when it comes to hair extensions. So, I mean, I've never had hair extensions in my life, but I was on Instagram stories and an ad caught my eye because it was like a hyperlapse video that demonstrated the halo being put on in a really sped up video. And this left the girl with a stunning Elle Ferguson-like mane. So I clicked through and I ended up spending about 15 minutes on their website on my mobile phone, watching all of their awesome videos and educating myself on the brand and concept. I was completely suckered in. I found it so interesting. I then got distracted and went on with my day, which is often the case when it comes to social media advertising and stuff like that. And the next day, I woke up thinking about it. I was like, oh my gosh, this was so cool. But I couldn't for the life of me remember the brand name at all. I could remember the colors, the branding, what the videos looked like, but I couldn't remember the brand name at all. So I didn't really know what to search. So I kind of just left it. And then the following day, I had a retargeting ad hit me in Instagram. So I immediately clicked through because I thought, that's it. That is what I saw the other day. I followed them on Instagram, saved a few of their organic posts so I would remember the brand name from then on, and then I got stuck into their organic content. I watched a ton of IGTVs, ended up back on their website on desktop, this time because I was curious about price. I ended up signing up to their email list and, you know, yada, yada, yada. The rest is kind of history, and I'm a complete brand fan now. So let's dive into the six things they nailed from a marketing perspective that got me over the line. Number one, they had considered a full-blown journey when it comes to potential customers. I didn't even know I needed this, and I was a completely cold contact at the start of this. It was a journey with different marketing techniques working together, everything from their paid advertising to their organic social media, their email database, their website, their influencer campaigns that they've done in the past. All of these were touch points for me as a consumer well before I made any purchasing decision, which, by the way, I haven't actually made a purchasing decision yet, but I've definitely told at least five people about it, let alone, you know, now this podcast is going live, I'm telling thousands of people about it. So because all of these worked together so well, Sitting Pretty established trust and curiosity really quickly with me. So that's number one. Number two is that the ad itself, like the creative of the ad video, lined up to the page I clicked through to. So I see this being done badly all the time. I can't tell you how many times I've seen an ad for a beautiful dress that I love the look of, and I swipe up or click through to have a look at the website, and then it leads me to a page that is, you know, the general shop page that has every single thing that this brand sells. It's impossible to find the dress I'm looking for. So I, you know, usually end up searching for names. Sometimes it's not even there. Sometimes it's sold out. It's super frustrating. So you've got to make sure that, you know, particularly if you're running advertising, that you're not wasting those ad dollars. And if you're noticing you're getting a lot of click through, but not a lot of conversion, the problem probably isn't in the ad. It's probably in where that ad is leading. So it's in that, you know, page that it's leading to. So make sure that the ad itself clicks through to a seamless experience on your website. If you're promoting a particular product in a particular colorway, make sure it's linking to that particular product and that particular colorway. Number three is that the order of the information on the page, on the web page that I ended up visiting, was perfect for decision making. The psychology worked to build trust really quickly. I don't really want to run through it because it's such a visual thing, but I'll put a link in the show notes so that you can have a look at the page. I did actually a podcast episode on building trust through your marketing that you can easily find in this channel if this is of interest to you. I really do believe that building trust as a marketer is one of the most powerful things you can do from a brand perspective to help people along the purchasing journey. So definitely check out that episode if you're interested. But the order of information on this webpage, it's sitting pretty, absolutely spoke to this journey that I was on. They established trust, curiosity, adoration so quickly because they, every, you know, pain point I had that I didn't even know I had, they had addressed. Everything I was, you know, skeptical about, they had up front. So I was skeptical that, it, you know, is it really what it looks like it does in the videos? And then, you know, immediately I'm hit with social proof, for example. So that was really, really clever and done so well. I love when I see a well put together sales page. Okay, number four is that they used the ED principle, which if you haven't heard of this, it's a great content generation kind of rule. In short, it's about ensuring that your content is hitting at least one or more of the following sort of themes or content buckets, and that is educational, demonstrational, inspirational, and entertaining. And I never see this where it's hitting all four of those things, but sitting pretty clearly invested in high quality videos that hit all of these things, which is really, really rare. Number five is kind of leading on from that point, which is the investing time and cash into super high quality video and content. It's really clear that they hired models, they put time and energy and money behind these videos, they'd planned it out, they all were filmed in a studio that had the right branded colors. They considered lighting and backdrop and music and all that kind of stuff. And it makes such a difference. It oozes awesomeness, reps the brand perfectly, is shareable and professional. So good quality content makes a world of difference. And if you can, make sure that you're investing in really good quality photography, videography, and graphic design where you can. It totally depends, you know, of course, which industry space you're in and what your service or product is, but you know, making sure that you've got really high quality content somewhere in there will work wonders for your brand. Number six is that they have considered all of the touch points over a longer sales cycle, and they've optimized content for word of mouth, which is quite a big point, but they've done all of these things because remember, I didn't make a purchasing decision off the first click through. Absolutely not. I was retargeted. I, you know, got sort of in touch with them through a ton of different touch points, and I actually still haven't purchased from them, but I'm such a brand fan that I've easily caused a ton of other people to make purchases from them, and I'm sure I will eventually down the track. But the point here is that sales cycles often aren't as quick as an ad click through. Sometimes it can take months and months, sometimes years, depending on what you're selling, for a potential customer to build that trust and recognition and, you know, or even have the problem that your business solves, and then in that moment, in that time, your brand is top of mind. It could be quick, it could be long, but just remember that sales cycles often aren't as quick as you might think they are. Okay, so there you have it. I hope that this podcast episode was helpful for you guys. It was so much fun to put together, and I hope you all go check out Sitting Pretty and start really optimizing your content and your sales pages and all that kind of stuff to try and get the perfect ecosystem in your marketing. And a big thank you for tuning in. We have actually a bunch of opportunities on Collabosaurus at the moment for collaborations, which if you haven't heard of us, we're a marketing platform that matchmakes over 6,500 businesses for clever collaborations. And a few of our favorites at the moment are ASOS, Sofitel Brisbane, Bluestone Lane, Mustard Made, and Dress for a Night, which you can check out via our Instagram link in bio, on our website homepage, or I'll pop a little link in the show notes as well in case you're interested. These opportunities won't be around forever, and they're so totally game-changing for your business. It's also free to pitch as well, and you don't need to have any prior pitching experience whatsoever, so that's a plus too. But a big thank you for tuning in again, guys. So appreciate it, and we'll see you for the next episode.